Hello and welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is March 2nd, 2008, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. First up is the news from Nikon. Nikon UK has spring cashback offers. You can get up to £45 sterling cashback on D40 kits and up to £75 sterling cashback on D80 kits. So if you're in the UK or Europe and you're interested in buying from Nikon UK, definitely check out those offers. Nikon USA has launched an interactive blog. Check it out and give feedback on the changes to the Nikon USA website. It's a pretty handy little blog, so take a look. Updates to View NX and Transfer are available for download for both Mac and Windows users. So if you use that particular software, check out the updates from Nikon. In other news, compact flash technology is set for a makeover in 2009. C-Fast is supposed to be bigger, faster, and more durable. But beware, those of you with CF 1.0 cameras should stock up before the change because the new cards won't work. Terrible shame that, but fantastic for the new technology. Popular Photography reviews the Nikon 14-24mm f2.8G AFS lens, the lens even Canon users want, so if you're interested in that, definitely take a look at that review. And Fantasy announces underwater housings for the new Nikon D60 and the new Coolpix models. So if you're into scuba diving or snorkeling and underwater photography and are looking at those new cameras, have no fear, you can get an underwater housing from Fantasy. Now on to some news from Nikonians. The Nikonians Academy can save you money. Yep, if you register at least a month in advance for our Master Advanced Digital Imaging Workflow seminars, you can save $100 on those, so check them out. Now, we'll move on to the forums, and March's online photo assignment is called The Human Face. So if you're into some assignments or just need some inspiration for some photography this spring, check out the online photo assignment in the forums. Now, also I found while scanning the forums is some important news. It seems as if someone has hijacked a Nikonian's email for viral purposes. So if you get an email from noreply@nikonians.org or postmaster@nikonians.org with an attachment, please delete the email and definitely don't open that attachment. We at Nikonians will never send you an email with an attachment, so use that as a warning sign and get rid of that one immediately. Moving on to the cafe, some interesting threads I came across are Nikonian Unsung Heroes, all about basically a Nikonian who has been posting with book reviews, and that's one unsung hero, and that's fantastic. But if you know of any other Nikonian unsung hero, somebody in the forums who's been posting a lot of very useful information who might not necessarily be a member of the Nikonians team itself, please give your feedback there and give a shout out to those Nikonians. Another thread is called Securing the Community's Growth. We want your feedback, and members are encouraged to email Bo and JRP directly, and their email address is in that thread. We want your opinions on where you want the Nikonian community to go, and more importantly, what you'd like to see as part of a membership at the silver, gold, and platinum levels. So if you have any ideas, or if you've been wishing you could have gotten something with your membership, don't be afraid to let Bo and JRP know. We're definitely always interested to hear from members. My forum of the week is somewhat apropos. It's called Travel Photography, as I am getting ready, as I speak, to go on a little travel of my own. Some interesting threads, though, in that forum are London at Night and Calling the Alaska Flyer. Some really fantastic photographs in each of those threads. Definitely worth taking a look at. And wrapping up this week's episode with my choice photo, it's entitled Rainy Days and Mondays, and I really wish my rainy days offered as many fantastic photo opportunities as that picture seems to suggest. And that is definitely all for me this week. And if you have any comments, questions, or feedback, please feel free to email me at newsflash@nikonians.org or drop us a line, as always, in the podcast feedback forum. And I did mention I'd be going on some travels, but I will definitely be back soon with the next edition of Nikonians Newsflash.